another haunting sound. That was Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies with a piece called In His Ear. Beautiful, was it not? Now we come to one of those country and Irish tracks that, well, you either like or you don't like. I don't have a problem with most of them anyway, but it's Sean Wilson, and this one comes home to me, as I told you the last time I played it. It's called The Tears of an Exile, and it tells a story of a man who goes on tour, a musician, and he tours various parts of the world, and he meets people who want him to play songs from back home in Ireland. And I told you the story of my very first trip to the US when I played with the Jack Ruan Band, and my first experience of meeting Irish people who had left their homes in Ireland to go and work in America. And I remember, as I told you before, singing the old bog road and hearing people actually crying as they listened to the song. This is Sean Wilson and The Tears of an Exile.
I'm one of those people who sing for a living, and music took me to the great USA. And I saw the sorrow each place that we played in, the tears of our exiles so far, far away. They say, sing us a verse of the green glens of Antrim. Do you know the words of the hills of Tyrone? Sing Galway Bay for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. From Boston to Brooklyn, from Texas to Denver, from Maine to Nebraska and to Idaho, I sang every song for the tears of an exile, a story to sing in each place that we'd go. You'd hear sing us a verse of the dear little shamrock. Do you know the tumble-down shack in Athlone? Sing, Danny boy, for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. Back once again on the stages of Ireland, and each town I play I remember the time when I sang the songs for the tears of an exile. Oh, how it hurt me to leave them behind. You'd hear sing us a verse of the lakes of Killarney. Please sing lovely Leitrim or Molly Malone. Sing Skibbereen for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. I dream of the day we'll have gold in the mountains, and they can come home to old Ireland to stay. Till then, in my heart, I am thinking about them. The tears of an exile still haunts me today. They sing, can you remember the coastline of Mayo? My Donegal shore and the mountains of Moher. Please sing Bulavoe for the tears of an exile or anything else that reminds us of home. Please sing Crappy Boy for the tears of an exile or anything else that reminds us of home.
Now, here's one of those lovely Irish songs that tells the story, but you have to stay tuned and listen to the lyrics. It's entitled Katie from Sweet Cadieu. Okay, Cadieu is in Roscommon, and it tells the story of Katie who has to go away. And she goes away to London, right? And when he says she meets a man in the Galtee is a dance hall in London where a lot of Irish people meet at weekends and socialise generally. Well, he had his wicked way with her and he left Katie, as my mother would say, in the family way. But Katie was a brave woman and she brought up her young boy and he became... Well, he became a judge. But listen to the story. And this is Sean Brennan. Do you remember Sean Brennan? We had him last week singing all about Kilkenny Blue Eyes. I had an email from a lovely lady who said, could we have more of Sean Brennan, please, Joe? Here we have Katie from Cadieu.
You've heard of Noreen Bond who left her dear Connell home. Molly, the Rose of Mulcoyne, who sailed across the foam. Few have heard of Katie, who came from Sweet Cadieu, who quietly left her home in 1962. London then became her home, a flat in Cricklewood, where she worked every hour God sent and saved up all she could. She always sent a few pound home and done all she could do to make her mum's life easier back home in Sweet Cadieu. Oh, the lonely winds seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her old home and friends around Cadieu. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you, I love you till I die. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye. Night in the Galtee, she met a fair young lad who turned into a playboy and took all that she had. He left her with a baby boy, then went his merry way. The sparkle in poor Kitty's eyes forever died that day. But she worked harder than before to give her boy a home, and anything he wanted, she got for him alone. She molded him till he came home with his new law degree, and smiled and said, son, you won't struggle in this world like me. Oh, the lonely winds seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her old home, her friends around Cadieu. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you, I love you till I die. She wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye. You've heard of Noreen Bond who left her dear Connell home, and Molly the Rose of Mulcoyne who sailed across the foam. Now you've heard of Katie who came from Sweet Cadieu. She was my mom, the kindest judge ever knew. All the lonely winds seemed to lament as round the hills they blew. As she said goodbye to her own home, her friends around gave you. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you. I love you till I die. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye.
Now, I don't care what anyone says. You can talk and criticise country and Irish for as long as you like. But I think that's a lovely song. And I just want to mention something here about country and Irish. I do know that it's not everybody's cup of tea. But, well, I like it. I know lots of my listeners to Sounds Irish like it. I've been carrying out a little bit of study amongst my friends and their opinion of country and Irish. And, well, outside of Dublin, it's very, very popular. In Dublin, there is some support for it, but, well, I don't see anything wrong with it. A lot of it is rubbish, of course, but there are some good tracks, and that's one of them. Sean Brennan and Katie from Sweet Caju. Now we're going to way back to the 60s, and this is Danny Doyle. Always been a big fan of Danny, I have, and this is, we're going from Roscommon. Remember, we were in Sweet Caju, and we're going to Mary from Dunglow, and he has to leave his Mary behind. I tell you what, listen to the Danny Doyle version of this. I think we had Emmett Spiceland a couple of weeks ago. But this has a lovely sort of 1960s sound about this recording, with lots of reverb and lots of instrumental work on it as well. Here's Danny Doyle, Mary from Dunglow.
Oh, fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Gidore. I'm crossing the main ocean where the stormy billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spent many happy days. Farewell to kind relations, I am bound for America. Oh, my love is tall and handsome, and her age it is scarce 18. She far exceeds all the fair maids as she trips over the green. A lovely neck and shoulders are fairer than the snow. Till the day I die, I'll ne'er deny my Mary from Dunlow. Then Mary, o'er my heart's delight, my pride and only care, it was your cruel father would not let me stray here. But such absence makes the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my Mary till I come back again. I was in sweet Dunlow and seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I call for liquor of the best, and I'd pay before I'd go, and I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of sweet Dunlow.
In the early days of the ballad scene here in Ireland, that would be about, well, the 60s through to the mid-70s, Danny Doyle was a huge star, and he was a very talented musician as well as a good singer. And unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, he left Ireland and went to work and live in the United States. And, well, we didn't hear too much of him after that. But that's a lovely album that I acquired recently. There's some lovely tracks in it. That is one of my favourites, Mary from Dunlow. This next track I can only consider as quaint, right? Now, I've told you before how we bollards, when we were young, we used to have sort of family hoolies, and we all used to get round and sing. And it was Joe's job to play the piano for the various singers and sing-alongs. But this is not quite like the bollard version. But this is a track that I have played for you before by Paddy Riley. And somebody else too, and whose name escapes me for the moment. But this is the story of the Dublin Saunter. Remember I told you all about Stephen's Green? It was a part of Dublin, and this, and it has its own sort of atmosphere. Grafton Street, and at the top of Grafton Street is this green area called Stephen's Green. Here we have the Kelly family, accompanied by the piano. And it's Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll down Stephen's Green. Grafton Street's a wonderland, it says. Well, Grafton Street is a pedestrian area. I've told you before, it's a pedestrian area, shopping area, and it has its own, as I say, atmosphere with buskers at the side and its own style of shops. Enough. Here, the Kelly family. And I think, as I said, this is quaint.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west, I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best, just a little town I call my own. Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, but no work of gold I found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. Dublin can be heaven, coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry. You're a king and the ladies are queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air. There's diamonds in the ladies' eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
Ah, come on now, you must admit that. Was lovely. Family all gathered round the piano singing all about Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11. We used to have a very old 78 of Noel Purcell singing that. You remember Noel Purcell, the film star. He was in many films, including Mutiny on the Bounty and The Blue Lagoon. We've spoken about him before. And I think we played his version of Dublin in the Rare Owl Times at one time. But there, the Kelly family and Dublin can be heaven. Now, this next track, first of all, I can say that a lot of immigrants who are far away from Ireland can associate with this song. Also, when it starts, the accompaniment, it sounds as though they were going to sing Silver Threads Among the Gold. Darling, you are growing old. But they're not singing that. But this is Trudy Lawlor and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning.
Light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you.
Far away, a sprig of ivy hangs around your cabin door. Far away, a robin redbreast singing as in days of yore.
Was Trudy Lawlor and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning. Trudy, we had a couple of weeks ago telling us all about the beauties of lovely Leash, did we not? I'm sure we did. Now, this time we're coming back to Dublin, because this is Dublin in 1962. No, it's not the Dermot O'Brien version. It's actually my favourite group, ballad group, that is, and that the Dublin City Ramblers. And they're sort of reminiscing about what Dublin was like in 1962. A little bit of explanation here. They talk about the Ha'penny Bridge. The Ha'penny Bridge is one of the many bridges that crosses the River Liffey, on which Dublin stands. And they talk about, we danced in Cleary's until 2. Cleary's is a large store in O'Connell Street, which is the main street in Dublin. And for many years, above Cleary's, on the very top floor, there was a dance hall. I actually played in it myself countless times. But we danced in Cleary's until 2, because dancing in Ireland in those days went on very late. Mind you, it still does. But anything else? Yeah, I mean, in the Phoenix Park. Well, you've heard of the Phoenix Park. What do you mean? You haven't heard of the Phoenix Park? It is the biggest park in Europe. So I'm told. Anyway, but that's a big park in Dublin. Here, enough of my prattle. Here, let's have the Dublin City Ramblers telling us all about Dublin in 1962, this young man and his life and what happened. Okay?
Me kid said that, just tell us one more time about when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met Ma, and all the things you saw. Tell us about the things you used to do. I close my eyes and roll the years away, and everything's the same as yesterday. How could I forget summer when we met in Dublin town in 1962? All our days were sunny, all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. Climbed the hill of Holt and down again. We walked home from the pillar in the rain. We courted in the park where the lights glow in the dark. We danced in Cleary's at the Metropole. Then we crossed the Ha'penny Bridge at evening tide. It felt so good to have you by my side. We watched a mailboat sail, paper boys shell headed our mail. In Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, all our skies were blue. In Dublin town in 1962. Like many more, we kissed it all goodbye. we sailed away to give our luck a try. In that land across the sea, that's been good to you and me, where our children played like we once used to do. Now me kids said, "Dad, that's really quite a tale. We know you have the spirit of the gale. We have no regrets, and we're very glad you met in Dublin town in 1962. In Dublin town in 1962.
In the 60s, as I've told you, in the early 60s, or maybe even the late 50s, the Clancy Brothers, they started it all. I've said it so often on Sounds Irish that they were the sort of the groundbreakers of ballads. And here they are singing one of their big hits. I think it's a great interpretation of this song, telling us all the joys of whiskey.
Whiskey, you're the devil. You're laying me astray over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter. You're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling drunk or sober. Oh, now, brave boys, we're on for marching up to Portugal or Spain. The drums are beaten, banners flying, the devil a home will come tonight. La, fare thee well. With me tithery idle doodle on my da, me tithery idle doodle on my da, me right faltura laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, the French are fighting boldly, men are dying hot and cowardly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. La, fare thee well. With me to the right, loo-la-ma-da, me to the right, loo-la-ma-da, me right for total laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you'll lead me astray over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Says the mother, do not wrong me, don't take me daughter from me, for if you do, I will torment you, and after death me ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. With me tithery idle doodle-a-ma-da, me tithery idle doodle-a-ma-da, me right faltura laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're laying me astray over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Some time ago, last year it was, I purchased a CD of the Clancy Brothers, and in which they include all their favourites, including that one. And that must have been one of their very first recordings, because they do sound very young on it. It's not the greatest technically wise recording, but I hope it didn't spoil it for you. A very young sounding Tommy Make and the Clancys and Whiskey, You're the Dill. Some time ago on Sounds Irish, I played Brian Call, and I got a lovely email from a listener who said, "Joe, could you give us a bit more of Brian Call? Your wish is my command," because here he's singing for us "The Pretty Little Girl from Omagh." Omagh is in County Tyrone, and it's a lovely town.
That pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. Way up in the north on Oak Tyrone, there's a girl I long to call my own. The sweetest rose that Ireland's ever grown. Can
the moon and stars above. I'm falling head over heels in love with a pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Oshabano, oh, they're just as pretty in Monaghan, for this to every roving eye is known. And true as the moon and stars above, I've fallen head over heels in love with a pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Best of all, she tells them all, she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but the pretty little girl from Alma in the county of Tyrone. South and Oxymore, I recall the yellow dress she wore, and she strolled along the beach there all alone. And I knew it was my lucky day, she came there on holiday, the pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Oxymore, oh, they're just as pretty in Monaghan, for this to every roving eye is known. Now I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause they're between those and northern towns, with the pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Ah, best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, you've done to me, there's nothing else my eyes can see but the pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. That pretty little girl from Ormond in the county.